If I could talk, the stories I could tell, it's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 29th day of October 2010. Happy birthday to Richard Dreyfuss, 63 today. Kate Jackson, one of Charlie's Angels and my personal favorite, is 62 today. Bad Out of Hell was released by Meatloaf in 1977. And in 1971, Duane Allman was killed in a motorcycle wreck here in Macon, Georgia. And that's kind of the topic for today. And it won't be a long topic, but I hold a special place in my heart for this day because I think I was 17 years old. I was working Friday nights at the Big X. My usual weekend shift was Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. And that's what I did. And the management thought it actually was a pretty cool deal for me because here I was a teenage disc jockey, and for a rock and roll station to have a teenager that was working, especially two night shifts a week on a Friday and Saturday when most kids are out riding around and partying, was perfect and gangbusters for the ratings. So it was a special time for me and a learning time for me. I was the first person to announce that Duane Allman was dead, because nobody knew. He was our news director who kept up with these sort of things. I get a call from him telling me, I've got some bad news, and I'll give you the details in a few minutes, but this is big stuff. Call the news line. And a few minutes later, maybe a half an hour, he called and confirmed that Duane Allman indeed was dead and had been killed in this motorcycle wreck. There weren't a whole lot of details that he had of yet, but they were to come, but I had to make the announcement. I've been in radio like over a year, almost 2 years then. And I remember I turned on the mic and I began with these words: "I have horrible news." And I proceeded to say that, give the facts. I said, "All we know now is that Duane Allman was killed in a motorcycle wreck." And I said, we're going to finish out the hour with Allman Brothers. And so I did. I played back-to-back Allman Brothers until the end of the hour. And, you know, it's funny, the Big X, every new record, every new artist, every song that came out, we played, and thus, we got gold records for everything. I don't know where those records are now. I would love to have one. I'm sure maybe, one of the Lowe family has them, or maybe Terry Taylor. He was the music director and deserves all the credit for this, because he knew what we had, and we bent over backwards to do whatever we could. There's stories, of course, and Oscar Leverett was telling me about Duane Allman and Barry Oakley would drive to the station. You know, the Allman Brothers always recorded late at night. That was the prime recording time. So, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning, they'd start recording. And about six, when the sun was coming up, there were days that they would take a tape to Oscar Leverett, who was working mornings back then, and ask Oscar to play it on the radio while they would go to their car and listen. And according to Oscar, Duane actually went back to the studio and remixed some cuts based on what he heard coming out of the radio. I'm struck at how young we all were. You know, Duane Allman was only 24 years old. I've got socks 24 years old, But he certainly, you know you've made it. You know you're the best when Eric Clapton asks you to play on an album with him. The Duane, the band, have given us so many great memories all these years, and they're still continuing to hit the post up at the Beacon Theater in New York every year, and God bless them for that. The Allman Brothers Big House is located in Macon, Georgia, right there on Vineville Avenue, in tribute to the Allman Brothers. If you're ever in town, make sure to go by and pay them a visit. They'd love to see you, and I know you'll enjoy what you see. We'll see you on Monday.